Quite a bit of noise, I guess, in the national media lately about Newfoundland domination of Canadian television. The television critic from the... what's that right-wing paper?
That would be the National Post, Paul.
No. The other right-wing paper.
The Globe and Mail.
The Globe and Mail, that's it. The television critic from the Globe even going so far as to suggest that in the case of the CBC, Newfoundland talent and subjects were preoccupying the network at the expense of cultural product from the United States. Joining me to discuss this very, very serious matter is the television critic for the St. John's Daily Telegraph, Nick Mustelet.
Yeah, well, I'd like to clarify right at the top that I'm not by vocation a television critic, Paul.
No?
I'm doing it now while I continue to work on my novel. You know, actually, it's an epic prose poem. Call it a novel.
Sure.
I'm no fan of television. I mean, mostly it's contemptible dreck. It's beneath me to be doing it.
Yeah.
And it's only a matter of time.
Get over it, Nick. Now, is there any substance to these claims of a Newfoundland media domination?
Well, in pure numbers, I think there's a case. At the CBC, you've got Wendy Mesley,
right.
Ian Hanuman Singh, Luba Goy.
I went to school with Luba Goy.
Hannah Gardner, Ron McLean, they're all Newfoundlanders.
This is true, but who would know, Nick? But they never give it away, you know, there's none of that right on.
Yes, well, I don't want to come off as a bigot here or anything, but there are certain physical traits, their gait, twitches of the head, particularly that affirmative flick and wink thing that afflicts so many Newfoundlanders.
Right, but Ron McLean is particularly bad for that, but then he's from Fogo, huh?
Yeah. The bigger problem, really, are the television shows themselves, the preoccupation with Newfoundland subject matter.
Like what?
Well, you've got NFPD Blue, Southside Hills A1E1A7.
The one at the bar?
Beers.
Beers, huh?
There's Baywatch, Ally McStreel. Hee-haw.
The hospital one?
Yeah.
Now, the evidence seems compelling, and God knows we don't get enough American culture in our diet.
Yeah, so it's getting harder and harder to find, on television, magazines, and so on.
Mm.
And I think we should remember that they are the dominant mercantile and military force on the planet.
Yeah, we should get to know these, United Stations, I guess they call them?
Yes, that's the term.
We should get to know these United Stations better, lest, owing to some misunderstanding, they inadvertently knock over our government and in the process bomb many of our citizens.
Yeah, it's one of many serious issues.
Now, is this lacuna in contemporary television limited to material from and about the United States, though?
No. We hear almost nothing from Central Canada.
Well, what places are you talking about?
Well, southern Ontario, primarily.
But for our listeners, that's the area around Toronto.
Yes, and even outside the realm of entertainment, in news it's a big problem. I don't know if you knew that recently they had a massive snowstorm in southern Ontario, and that the area was almost shut down for an entire day.
No, I hadn't heard that.
Yes.
No.
Are you aware that the French majority in Lower Canada wishes to separate from the country?
Are you serious? You think I would have heard about that?
Well, you're not going to hear anything from west of Port-au-Basque if steps are not taken now to ensure equal representation in the media.
Just a second, Nick. I hope you're not going down the road of government involvement.
In the media? Well, Paul, I don't see that there are any other realistic mechanisms, you know.
Well, I would only point to this very network, to the BCN itself, to illustrate where that leads.
I'm not suggesting that the government get involved in the actual production of programming, but simply that through regulation they make sure that voices from America and Central Canada are heard. You know?
I don't know, slippery slope, Nick. If you start with content regulation, the next is water fluoridation, and then the tanks roll into Sudetenland, and then we have a situation everybody regrets. Well, as you yourself said, Nick, Ontario Uber Alles.
I didn't say that.
Nick Mustelet, television critic with the Daily Telegraph. Thanks for coming in. And go watch TV.